Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 21st. You'll be interested to know, 404 years ago, today in 1620, 41 male passengers on the Mayflower, prior to their landing at Plymouth, Massachusetts, signed the Mayflower Compact, establishing a framework for self-governance. This significant agreement laid the foundation for future democratic practices in the American colonies, marking a pivotal moment in the history of self-rule in North America. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-chest-high swell on Thursday morning with glassy conditions and light offshore winds. Conditions will become semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Friday, expect waist-to-stomach-high swell in the morning, transitioning to knee-to-waist-high in the afternoon with similar conditions. Saturday will feature knee-to-waist-high swell, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 to 4 feet until 10, then fair until noon. After that, it's looking choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3.5-foot low tide when the north-northeast swell is 2.5 feet at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Thursday will be 3 foot at 6:45 a.m. with a 4.5-foot high tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 44 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for a beautifully sunny day with temperatures reaching around 70, accompanied by a light north wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 48, and the breeze will remain gentle. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 68 and light northwest winds. A chance of rain showers returns Saturday and continues through Monday with highs in the mid-60s and lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Oceanside City Council has unanimously approved the location for the Living Speed Bumps pilot project aimed at combating coastal erosion. Developed from the Oceanside International Design Competition, the project will feature 2 small headlands at Tyson Street Park and Wisconsin Avenue, along with an offshore artificial reef to restore and preserve sand on beaches south of the Oceanside Pier. James Timberlake, Coastal Zone Administrator, stated, "By piloting this project, the city is taking proactive measures to responsibly address chronic coastal erosion and sea level rise. For updates, visit the city's ReBeach website." Now on to sports. On Thursday night football in Cleveland, the Steelers at 8-2 face the Browns, who are 2-8. Despite the records, expect a fierce rivalry clash. Pittsburgh's defense, led by T.J. Watt, aims to stifle Cleveland's attack led by Myles Garrett. The Steelers leverage a 2-quarterback strategy with Justin Fields adding versatility. Browns thrive on Thursdays, winning 8 straight at home, but Pittsburgh is confident after 5 consecutive victories. The Steelers are favored by 3.5, with the over-under at 36.5. In local sports, last night, the Kings fell short against the Sabres, losing 1-0 in Los Angeles. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was stellar, stopping 24 shots. Jason Zucker's power play goal in the third period sealed the deal for Buffalo. Saturday afternoon, the Kings, sitting at 10-7-3, host the Seattle Kraken in Los Angeles. Tonight, the Lakers, posting a 10-4 record, host the Orlando Magic at Crypto.com Arena. The Magic, standing at 9-7, face a challenging matchup, with key player Wendell Carter Jr. sidelined. Anthony Davis, averaging 30.4 points per game, is a game-time decision. The Lakers aim to capitalize on home court advantage as they look to continue their winning streak. In top news, Logan Paul sent a lookalike to respond to questions regarding his cryptocurrency dealings in a BBC documentary titled Logan Paul, Bad Influence. Filmmaker Matt Shea examines allegations that Paul, who has over 23 million YouTube followers, promoted cryptocurrency projects without disclosing his financial interests. Shea attempted to interview Paul, who had repeatedly declined. When the lookalike was questioned, he humorously claimed to be Paul, leading Shea to end the interview amidst chaos. Shortly after, a lawyer's letter warned the production team of potential consequences for publishing their findings. The BBC also reported connections between Paul's wallet and a significant profit from a crypto transaction. In business news, the Justice Department is pushing for the sale of Google's Chrome browser in its antitrust case against the company. This follows a ruling indicating that Google holds an illegal monopoly in search and advertising. The potential breakup could significantly impact Google's operations, as Chrome is crucial for distributing search data and advertising. Industry experts suggest that a separation would benefit advertisers and competitors. However, losing Chrome, which commands 61% of the United States browser market, could be a manageable inconvenience for Google, given its other platforms like YouTube and Gmail. Concerns remain about the implications for web security and innovation without Google's support. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $97,300. Ethereum is just over $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 95 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Reducing sugar intake can significantly enhance your health, often within just days. Nutritionist Amy Goodson emphasizes that benefits include improved mood, skin health, dental hygiene, cognitive function, and even athletic performance. While natural sugars from fruits and vegetables provide essential nutrients, added sugars found in processed foods offer empty calories devoid of nutrition. Excessive added sugar consumption is linked to serious health risks, including obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. By limiting added sugars, you can improve your quality of life, skin health, and even mood, paving the way for a healthier future. Entertainment news. Apple TV Plus has just unveiled the trailer and premiere date for Seth Rogen's new comedy series, The Studio. This Hollywood-based series consists of 10 episodes, launching with its first two episodes on March 26, 2025. A new episode will be released every Wednesday until May 21st. Rogen stars as Matt Remick, head of Continental Studios, who navigates the chaotic world of filmmaking amidst narcissistic artists and corporate challenges. The show features an impressive cast, including Catherine O'Hara, Katherine Hahn, and Ike Barinholtz, with guest appearances from Bryan Cranston, Martin Scorsese, and Charlize Theron. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the great American football coach and motivational speaker, Lou Holtz. And he said, "Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.